going to play a key role in being strategic and prioritizing, and we thank you for that.
Okay. Yes.
Hi, my name is Talia. My name is Talia Padilla. I'm also representing Richmond. We're from West Costa Costa Unified School District. I'm a senior at Richmond High. What I came here to say was that our schools are already low in income to have more money taken away. I mean, if the state is not going to give us money, at least don't take away the little we have. Like what my cousin was saying, Grace Padilla, she said something about the programs that her school has, that after school or whatever type of programs they have, that they keep a lot of students from drugs, from gangs, from etc. If you were to take those alternatives, they're going to find something outside of school. They're going to find street violence. That's where it leads up to. Eventually, that's going to lead up to prison if they're lucky, if not dead. And already Richmond is last year was number one in crime. And what we're trying to do is stop that. Our schools in Richmond, we don't know nothing about culinary, dance, or drama classes. We don't have that. We don't have those type of programs. The only thing we hear is, let's go to the street corner and maybe we could find an alternative there. And that's what I'm trying to, thanks to God that we found, well, they found us, Wendy and Linda, that they brought us here. Because if not, a Tuesday, it's spring break, we could be doing a lot more, but we're here.
Good. Glad you came. I'm glad all of you came.
Actually, they just brought us from UC Davis. They want us to look at schools over here instead of staying over there. So I hope that we could look beyond the numbers and beyond the money situation, because like Linda said, it's more than that. It's lives that are being affected.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Hi, my name is Blanca Cepeda. I'm from Richmond High School as well. I'm a junior, and recently I've been living in this community for about two years. I've moved from LA, from Middle California. I moved everywhere. I've been able to notice how every community is different. For example, LA, they have, I'm not gonna talk for all communities, but for the one that I lived in, they have so many things that go for, like, how could I say, they have a lot of things that they could be taken advantage of, and they don't. And up here, it's the total opposite. We have a lot of talent. We have people who've been to Stanford. Last year, they won the All-Star for cheerleading. We have a lot of talented people in the school, but we don't have enough resources to let them know and let others know what we have and let them encourage them to do better. At our school, we only have three counselors. We have 1,500 students. Instead of taking, instead of encouraging people to go to college, I've actually had to deal with people who want to drop out because their counselors have told them that they have no future. The only place where they'll end up is McDonald's.
Well, we can't solve the counseling problems, but maybe you want to address us your school.
I would just like to address that instead of just giving the money to the districts or all that stuff, please follow up on what they do and just...
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's so hard for me because I've actually lost people. I've seen people drop out. And it's just tough seeing how other schools have the materials and everything to go about, and we don't have that. We don't have the... It's just pathetic how they make prisons look so glamorous, being the number one state funded in the United States, and being number 47 in education. I just think that's pathetic. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you for coming. Yes.
I'm Eric Skinner with the California Community Colleges. I just wanted to thank the committee for spending some time talking about the community college property tax shortfall issue. And I look forward to, hopefully we have another hearing and an opportunity to go into that. But just to clarify a couple points, the shortfall we've identified is $76 million. And Senator Scott, you did, an excellent job in terms of laying out what the impact of that is on the colleges and the amount of panic that that is creating at this point. You can imagine after great care was taken to construct mid-year reductions that had minimal program on students and on colleges and schools, this $76 million shortfall coming through at this point in the year is really a devastating blow to the districts. And at a time when they're already facing what is looking to be a very difficult year in 2008-09, to get a hole blown in their budget at this late point in the year is of grave concern. And as districts are facing decisions about which faculty to bring back, which part-time faculty to retain to teach courses next year, they're making decisions about which course sections to offer. This is just deeply troubling news. And so what we're asking is that you do whatever you can to provide some relief in the current year. If additional reversion of dollars become available, to provide some assistance, and then absolutely for the 2008-09 budget to make sure the property tax numbers are appropriately calibrated or estimated. And we're working with the Department of Finance and with budget staff here in the legislature to share information on this. But it's an issue of vital importance to the community colleges, and we, again, appreciate the conversation you had about it before, and we hope you can provide some assistance to us.
Well, thank you, Mr. Skinner. We are deeply concerned about it, and I appreciate the fact that the Department of Finance has indicated their awareness of it and that they are going to be in conversation with you. I will simply say that as we move toward the conclusion of this year and reversion matters or whatever else is there, I'm glad you highlighted it, but as I said, I thought that the community colleges could sustain that $30 million cut that you took. I think it was around $30 million for 07-08, because that was mostly reversion money. It did hurt some of the programs, but this is just going to be taken right out of the hide of the community colleges. So, so certainly we as a legislature will keep this in mind, and we would hope that in turn the community colleges can carry on a conversation with the Department of Finance, and we can work mutually to try to allay this very devastating blow that the community colleges are taking in 07-08. Okay. All right. Our meeting has pretty much come to a conclusion today. This was an overview. Now, I might point out that the Budget Subcommittee on Education will be meeting not as frequently as we have before, because a lot of the issues are going to be dealt with by the overall Budget Committee. And so we're going to be dealing with K through 12, higher education, but we did have a higher education meeting of the overall Budget Committee last week. And so we are, when I say last week, anyway, the week before the break. we are going to continue to carry on these conversations. And then we'll wait till after the May revise, and we will try to be making our recommendations. Thank you very much for your attendance today. Yes, excuse me, Senator Romero.
And if I can just also thank especially the young students who came from Richmond. Your heartfelt concern and belief that education is the great equalizer was certainly heard by all of us. We will make every effort to take this up as really a good fight in California, but we cannot do it alone. It's going to be the will of the people. And if you feel strongly, and we can see that you did, the most important thing then is talk with your communities, your parents, your teachers, business owners, because they're the ones who are going to employ you one day, and we know that they want to have an educated workforce to come and work with them. But I just want to thank you. It's your spring break, and I can really think of no stronger leadership for young students than to be here in a Capitol building during your spring break. So your tears and your emotion, your voices were definitely heard by all of us. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you.